I remember the day that I left the All Right, and it was around the time when I came out as poly. When that fucking cult found out that I wanted to leave, whoo, the whole white nationalist community decided to attack me. They thought their evil, cutting comments that were so mean would get to me. But what they didn't realize was I have thick fucking skin as hell, and they didn't know who they were messing with. Because even when I left white nationalists behind, I didn't think that I would end up here as a budding comedian and also someone that was going to be educating the world on far-right extremism. Anyway, their comments were completely awful, but they were also like comedy gold. I remember the first one was, "Oh, so you say that you're an ex-white nationalist now? Makes me think that you are never one of us to begin with." I'm like, why, bro? Because I don't want to embrace fascism and extremism and violence and hate and racism anymore, or in supremacy anymore. That's why, bro. Okay, whatever. I'm going to embrace empathy and love and being a decent human fucking being. Shit. Good luck with your life. And then the second one was, it always gets better. The second one was, how do you go from 14 words to cock carousel? And thinking about that now, I'm just like, damn, that would make a dope ass porn, you know, like just a bunch of like different dicks, you know, me trying each one of them on, like trying each one of them at a time while going around in circles. Man, that would make hella sales. And then the third one I will never forget, and I always tell people about. This guy saw that I was poly, and he's just like, "Oh, she's poly now. Guess that means she likes to cuck her husband." And I'm like, see, the thing is that when I left the alt-right, I never, ever, ever, ever said and replied, said anything or replied to any of these motherfuckers. But I wish I could have talked to that guy specifically. Why? Because I wanted to say, well, yeah, if he's into that kind of thing. I mean, I would just want to make my husband happy, you know? Isn't that what we were supposed to be built for as women? To make our husbands happy? Oh, yeah. So, they were great people. Oh, gotta make the husband happy, even if it means sucking a dick in front of him while going around in circles and trying on other ones. Oh, I think about it now, and they think that they got me with their comments, but they didn't. And if you guys are listening, the world already thinks that you're a joke, but now I made you even to a bigger joke. Congratulations on being famous.